As everyone knows, if you stand at the water's edge long enough, you'll see the sea slowly rise and fall with the tides. Along Florida's west coast, sea level rises and falls about 2 feet each day. Our normal tidal range is so predictable, we have built our communities at the edge of the sea, with buildings and parks and roads just beyond the reach of the high tides. But what if each time the high tide rises, it gains a little more ground? In fact, our local tide gauge shows that sea level has been slowly rising about 1 inch per decade since the tide gauge was installed nearly 70 years ago. The same trend is observed around the world. As sea levels continue to rise, today's high tide line will eventually become tomorrow's low, and it will happen sooner than later. Oceanographers who study the patterns of overall warming across the planet expect sea level rise to accelerate in the coming decades. The reason is simple physics. As global temperatures rise, glaciers and ice sheets melt, and when land ice melts, it flows into the oceans, raising the water level relative to land. While scientists cannot yet predict the exact impact, there is broad agreement that sea level rise will soon begin to impact our daily life, as seawater backs up into our storm drains, causing flooding of our roads and coastal neighborhoods even on sunny days. Communities in Southeast Florida already experience this at major high tide. Hello, I'm Stevie Freeman Montes, Sustainability Manager for the City of Sarasota. We encourage solutions to help combat flooding and benefit water quality in our watershed at the same time. By using rain barrels, rain gardens, green roofs, and pervious grounds at our homes and businesses, we can soak up more rainwater before it flows to storm drains and gets backed up from rising seas. To learn more about these techniques, dial 7 for Bay Neighbor Landscaping, dial 13 for green roofs, and dial 14 for rain barrels and cisterns.